This Week in Missouri Politics, a little midweek update this week. We have a huge update for you. We're talking a little Senate, the election in the Senate races. We're talking about who our new our roaster is. We'll flip this over here in a moment. We will talk about the reaction to the column I got, the lake, and Moon Troy. I want to start off. Let's just start off here. Huge thank you to MSNBC, the Post-Dispatch, the Kansas City Star, CNN, TMZ. TMZ, let's take our tie in. We'll talk about TMZ. Great work. All of you together, come together to wag your fingers and say, tis, tis, so bad. And you gave the Lake of the Ozarks a record-setting summer. I salute you. The Stein of Knowledge salutes you. To all the Corona bros and all the liberals in the media, thank you so much from everyone in Mid-Missouri. Nothing like a good liberal finger wag to bust tourism records at Lake of the Ozarks. To you, to every single one of you, you did this. Congratulations. Dog Days thanks you. Coconuts thanks you. Shady Gators thanks you. Anything you could, I ask this, you're all very intellectuals, you're very intelligent, far more than me. I'm just a simple hillbilly. But could you please hate on Butler County like you did Camden County? We could use the economic boost as well. We're free. We let people live as free Americans. It would be so helpful if you could just do what you've done for the lake, for other parts of Missouri. Hate on us, judge us, wag your fingers at how you're so great and we're so awful. I can't tell you how helpful it would be. Let's move on here. Let's talk about snowflakes. Okay. All right, you guys know I am not the biggest, like, oh, academia is great guy. That's just not my, it's not my deal, right? It's fine. It does some good things, sure. But I don't just fall over myself to praise someone just because they've read a few books. This person doesn't read much myself. I guess that's what, maybe Arda. Maybe that's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but I see that the kids are back on campus at Mizzou, and some of them are upset about it. Look, I didn't go to class much either. I get where you're coming from. Going to class kind of sucks. However, it's time to go back to class. They've got you back in school. And here's the thing. Moon Choi, there's some of them that turned on Moon Choi. This is what, sadly, when you give kids participation trophies long enough, this is what happens. At Neelyville, if you won, you won. If you lost, you lost. You didn't get a ribbon or a trophy for trying. That's fine, and I understand, but the problem is when you raise kids like that, like Gussie, you hand Gussie a participation trophy, you're going to get a swift kick in the shin. He ain't having it. You do not want to approach that kid with some sort of, like, silver medal bullcrap. These kids go to campus. Okay, if you don't want to go to school, I think they've got a program you can do internet school. Whatever. Nothing doesn't make me. Moon Choi comes in, easily one of the most accessible people I've ever seen in academia. Truly a completely accessible system president. He's done worlds for them in the Capitol. You'll never even know. The liberals that want to sit in their highfalutin academic ivory towers and judge Moon Choi, let me just tell you, Moon Choi has done so much to keep your pension great. He's done so much to keep your salaries high, to keep that really, they have enough money for that nice garage you park your car in. Have enough money to have the beautiful cathedral-like buildings. That is Moon Choi. Because let me tell you, the rest of that legislature would cut you in an instant. And there's a Senate race in your area, and you may look down on Caleb Rowden because he's not as liberal as you are, or whatever. But you vote against Caleb Rowden, I don't even know if the miracle worker that Moon Choi is can save you. Matter of fact, I don't even think he could. So some of the students, they say, oh, he blocked me on Twitter. Do you know how ridiculous you sound? Do you know how ridiculous you sound? If you're in college, you're Doogie Howser, you're 18 years old, you're a grown-ass man. Somebody blocks you on Twitter, move on. Look at someone else's Twitter. Grow up. This is the kind of stuff that makes me want to cut colleges. You need a job. A J-O-B, as they would say on Friday. If I don't block people on Twitter, just don't give the satisfaction. But, like, he's a public official paid for by tax dollars. And those tax dollars can't have F-bombs thrown up on his Twitter page. Grow up. If someone blocks you on Twitter, who cares? Move on. Don't whine and cry about it like little babies. Jesus. I mean, I honestly think Clint Smart should take every one of those snowflakes that he blocked and send him to like military school for a semester. They'd come back fine. Be good for them, be good for his kind of be good for America. So here's the mood, Joy. I'd blog more of them just to screw with them, but I'm not a blogger. Like, if you want to tweet at me all day long, you might as well tweet at me as opposed to somebody that really gives a damn. I might make fun of you a little bit, but like, I don't do the Twitter engagements and all that stuff. Talk about the big story that happened kind of in the lobbying political world. Rex Singfield looks like he's pulled some stakes up, and there's a lot of I consider good people looking for jobs right now. It was impacted Pelopidas, which is sort of the overarching thing of Travis Brown and his relationship with Mr. Singfield. I can't tell you that I know the details of it, and the details, sometimes you hear things from people and it's as a friend and it's not something that, I'm not going to violate and share that. But I think Travis didn't have a lot of, there wasn't a lot of forewarning maybe that this was imminent. I do think probably that lobbying firm, Gateway maybe, people call it Pelopidas in my world. You knew who was talking about. I think that's probably shutting down, is my sense. Everybody, I think, has always thought that Carl Bearden was exclusively like a Singfield. That's not true. I assume United Missouri will go on. My assumption is maybe they gave some money to United Missouri, Carl Bearden's group. That may be true. I don't know that to be true, but I would assume there's some truth to that. I bet you that group goes on without a lot of problems. I would say some of the other folks, the personalities that were there, probably cut back. I'd say it wasn't a coincidence. I wouldn't say it's a coincidence that that you had some people. The recall effort against Kara Spencer goes away. The airport thing goes away. I don't think selling the airport idea is not dead. It's just not going to go away here. A potential mayor, Tashara Jones, I bet you that idea will look a lot better to some progressives if that election goes a certain way. Now, whether that gets done or not, it's a big deal. Big deals are hard to do. So what's the outfall? If you have David Humphreys, who took a cycle off, I guess, I don't know if he's taken off forever. There's three major huge donors in the Republican Party. Now, when you're in the majority, and you have the states, the majority Republican states, you're going to get the hospital association and the chiropractors and the PT. You're going to give the party in power more. They're interest groups. That's what they do. If you're a physical therapist, you want your physical therapy association taking your dollars that you earn and giving it to politicians that support your cause and is efficient, effective. If Humphreys is out, which I don't know, maybe he's just out for a little bit, maybe longer. I wouldn't pretend to know. The Herzog would be the other large donor. Mr. Herzog died. I think it's too soon to tell what their contributions will look like. But it's safe to say it's possible they won't be as generous with politicians as they were in the past. I have no idea to the extent that that's true or accurate, but there was a large contribution that was rumored to be from them in a state senate race this cycle that would be enormous, kind of keep them as they might be the top donor now. They would be, actually. I would say Rex Singfield, probably you're not going to see six-figure checks dumped to Republicans. I would say that lobbying firm probably splits off and people go their own way. I would say a lot of that, people never understood, because the media always hated the part where he was a Republican. There's all sorts of people in and around St. Louis that's in that orbit that get paid here that were Democrats, very liberal Democrats. So that's things will go away. Probably this happening is a good day for Democrats, I guess. Probably a good day for traditional schools. They were, especially with a big charter school supporter. The Show Me Institute, I think that probably goes on, if I had to guess. Might not be that much different. Chiefs Kingdom, Jackie Clark, love that. And how the hell do you have, can you go to a Chiefs game? King or damn Cardinals game? Seriously, honestly, there's two things here. Is Quentin Lucas just such a genius, more than anyone else in St. Louis, or is Rob Manfred the worst person at any job? The guys that ran Chernobyl have to be thinking, at least we're not Rob Manfred, at least we're not that incompetent. And if you're asking, I'm going to unveil the fourth roaster here. This is taking the place now. We will be unveiling the number four roaster. It's going to be a surprise. I will do it at the end of the show. So the folks at the Singfield thing, I mean, I don't think Travis Singfield's done in politics at all. I think, you know, he's a St. Genevieve County guy. He'll be back. He's a scrapper. I've known him since the Gaines and Brown days. There'll be a lot of people taking delight in his misfortune right now. It's the way life goes. I mean, I get it. Some of them probably have good reasons too. I think you know me. For the most part, I'm never one to just delight in someone else's pain. Unless I just really don't like you. So I'm not one that reflectively just enjoys someone having a bad day. Some folks have asked about our show. Yeah, we first rule taped our show. It was part of, I guess, the Singfield Travis empire. I always, just so you know, I always paid. What was I, you know, I'm not a TV expert, but a pretty fair market rate is what I always paid for our show. So we're just going to keep taping our show just like we always have, and that'll just be that. And you'll see the set will be the same. Rob Glessner will be the same. There may be a different company. You might see at the end a different company in the credits. I don't know the answer to that, but if you watch our show closely enough to tell the end of the credits, then here's to you, man. That's, you're appreciated. From one hillbilly to a loyal viewer, thank you. Speaking of the show, we'll be moving up to 9 o'clock, getting promoted this weekend. We're going to have an Opinion Maker panel. I want to give all of our new viewers a chance to have a taste of our Opinion Maker panel. A lot of people have guests to have on. Well, our Opinion Maker panel is going to be outstanding. We're going to bring Keller, Rasheen Aldridge, Jeff Roeder, Mary Elizabeth Coleman. We're going to argue about politics. We have the man behind the Yeezus for President movement himself, Greg Keller. I tell you, it is. There's not a more misunderstood person, not just in Missouri politics. And I've never met than Greg Keller. He's a good dude. If he's on your side, you'd like him. But I just like him. Period. I think he's a hell of a guy. I find him to be funny. He's a good guy. He's a solid dude. I'm gonna tell you, like, there's some of the best ones I have in politics are in the labor movement. You labor guys that I know now. Now I see how you and ask me a little different. I understand that. But I'm gonna tell you, Surtere, Dave Cook, Mike Wills, Mark Dalton, Al Bond, Tim Meadows. All if we were all in a bar together, you'd be rolling it at Greg's comedy. He's a great guy. And I mean, if Yeezus is president, I mean, Greg might convince him that he's the co-president or something. It'll be interesting. But 9 o'clock, we're moving up. It's going to be fun. What I've seen, let's do some questions here. One question asked to me. This is from Ron, the state capital. It's a beautiful, gorgeous Clydesdale theme Stein. Thank you so much. Hello to my man, Gussie. This is a question from Scott in West Butler County. Why in the hell can't you go to a Cardinals game, but you can go to a Chiefs game? That makes no sense to me. I don't understand it. I don't like it. It is beyond stupid. If you want to go to the game, go to the damn game. If you want to stay in your basement, and I'm for this. All everyone in St. Louis and Kansas City, you're good people. I love both places. I am the one that's always saying we need both places to do well because, frankly, the rest of us in the state, we actually are donees. The donor places in the cities actually give us the money to do the stuff we like roads, like schools, like free cheese, the health departments. Those are all, frankly, paid for by St. Louis, Kansas City. I'm for them. But if you guys want to stay in your basements from now to the end of the year, through Christmas, if you want to stay in your basements, cuddled up in the fetal with masks on and gloves and in like those full body condoms like on Naked Gun 2, I'm for that. That is your right. I don't mock people with the mask, try not to. I'm for all that stuff. Do everything that you think you need to do. Frankly, Doug Liebler, this is the world Doug Liebler would have preferred to live in before. He's like Doug's a little concerned about germs, believe it or not. And Doug would have been cool with this, like, before, right? He would have been fine with this being the way life went. And I'm cool with Doug having, you know, I'm for Doug Liebler just kind of doing his stuff. So, Doug, do that stuff, but let the rest of us go to the game. Let the rest of us kind of do what we want. The problem with liberalism is you're not tolerant. The problem with liberalism is you don't want to just give money to kids. You want to make everybody do what you do. Just do what you do. Wear your gloves, your mask. When I wear Schnucks, to Dave Cook, I wear my mask. This folks are Schnucks, I love them. I prefer Schnucks, I'm not a Walmart guy. I go there, I put it, because it's worth it to me. I would rather shop at Schnucks with a mask on than at Walmart without one. So that's what I do. Don't go to Walmart. Maybe they have to, you might have to wear a mask at Walmart too, I have no idea. But at Schnucks, you have to wear a mask, you have for some time. When I go to Schnucks, I put the damn thing on, and do I like it? No, I don't like it. But I do, because it was asked me to. Here we go, from Calvin in Chesterfield. Why is the PQ all that bad? Calvin, hold on, I'm going to show you. I take it from your question and from your Facebook picture page, you're a Republican. The problem with PQ is it destroys the Senate. And the Senate keeps back. The Senate passes things, yes, and they're great. Wonderful, sometimes, maybe. They kill things. I'm going to show you something out of my personal collection. This is a blue book. This is the official manual of the state of Missouri. Here in our offices, they go back to 1881, I believe. Our collection does. Right here is your Missouri blue book. So they had elections in 2018, right? You remember when the Republicans, like they had a president in office, that midterm's always hard. Then the Democrats found someone named Kavanaugh to just blow their whole election up with. And the state of Missouri decided they overreacted. Ended up going terribly, and it all just kind of fell by the wayside. So, let me flip here. There was elections. We have a 30 under 30 event that's coming up Monday night at the Mill Bottom. Going to raise some money for the food bank. We're talking about honor some young staffers. We're going to roast Lincoln Huff, the most target-rich environment of any senator roast. So if you were in that, you've been born since these elections were held in 1990, right? And in those 1990 elections, this very state, the same state not long ago, 1990 seems not long ago to me because I'm 40 now, but if you're Cameron's here, Cameron, how old are you?
22.
22. So 30 years old, gosh, Cameron is young. Damn. So here we are, in the time since we've been here, 30 years old, if you're 30 or 30, no one could be older than this event that goes back to this election in 1990. A midterm for President Bush, but he's coming off the Iraq War going for him. He had a lot of things rolling, right? There was a good year for Republicans. 2018, good year for Republicans. It looked like a bad year. Then Kavanaugh, then it was a good year. So what I would tell you is right now, there's 24 Republicans that were elected and 10 Democrats, 34 seats in the Senate, right? So you personally probably right now think, yeah, let's cut income tax to zero. Let's arm every fetus with an AK-15, 14. Somebody help me out. What is the AK thing? Is it a 47, 57? 47. AK-47 for the fetus. I'm going to shoot that abortion doctor. You want everyone to have guns. You want no abortions. You want no taxes. You want a charter school in every pot and all these things. And fine, those are fine things. The good things to make arguments for, totally normal things that Republicans want. But Democrats don't. And here's the thing. If you do things your way or the highway and you push them, it always goes bad. Dictatorships usually end poorly. They started cutting king's heads off with Cromwell and they didn't stop for a while. So the other part is, the only thing I think in politics that changes is change. That never changes. It changed. There's things that always change. So that 30 under 30 event, there would have been these elections that were chronicled by the state manual. Roy D. Blunt from people say Greene County, but if you watch Show Missouri, you know it's Webster County. These elections here in the Missouri Senate, the same state had a very different outcome. This is a state that was voted for President Bush. This is a state that had two Republican U.S. senators at the time. This is a state that had a Republican governor. Had a Republican Secretary of State, as you can see. Had a Republican Attorney General. Had a Republican State Treasurer. This state had a Republican AG. This state right here had an election. And you know what? They returned to the Missouri State Senate. 23 members of the majority and 11 members of the minority. That was 23 Democrats. If they would have taken the tack that you want to take with PQs, you'd have no guns. I guess you'd have abortion everywhere. Whatever happens. And what's going to happen here is, if you start doing PQs, you're going to see the Senate, instead of having to compromise, instead of caring about that institution, and if you, look, Dave Schatz is one of the most honorable people I've ever been around. When he walks into a room, you know that a man's man is there, first of all. I mean, Dave Schatz is a man's man. But you know that a guy that just, he fills the room with integrity. He's just a great guy. He's just a great person. I don't think he did this lightly. But this fault wasn't Dave Schatz. This was the Democrats not compromising. This was Dave Schatz deciding this was more important than not PQing it. And I'm telling you, if you think he walked in and go, ha, we're going to get Kim Gardner, you're just wrong. I saw his face. I know him. I know this person. He was wearing this on his face. There was no smiling on the floor of the Senate when he did this, when this happened. There was no high fives. There was no, we got her. That was not what happened. This was a hard decision for him. I have a lot of regard for him. But so they do the PQs. I'm telling you, it'll go down a road of the most rabid Twitter, Facebook, loudest people, and the bigger donors will be the ones that'll run things. And you don't want that world, because here's the thing. Let's say the worst fears of Cleve, Missouri are true. Let's say the worst fears. And over some time in the next 10 years, the Democrats have a majority. Right now, they'll never have a majority, a supermajority, for 20 years. Just unless things, we live in a culture that things change quickly, but probably not that quickly. But if they have a simple majority in the Senate, and they're willing to destroy the Senate over it, imagine this: the things they would do to you. Aren't you ready to just have an AK-47? Do you need that AK-48 bad enough to risk not having it at all if Democrats come to power in the state? That's what you're talking about. They get rid of your assault rifles. So you have an AK-47, that's great. Make whatever an AK-48 is it worth risking and having to PQ it to get it? If you really need to, I don't even know what those guns do. Is it worth not having it at all? Is your over-the-top abortion bill that just goes down into almost craziness as far as a woman trying to get an abortion? Is it worth breaking the Senate then when Democrats come into power, having all those restrictions torn away? I mean, if it is, make your choices. But that's your choices. The choice for the PQ is the extreme. That's what you're dealing with the PQ. So moving to 9 o'clock, you should know this. Kim, here's a question. Is there any other way to get to have Kim Gardner resign? Look, I'm not a bash Kim. I'm not a Kim basher. I do think the office could be ran better. I do think Eric Schmidt, if somebody I loved was murdered, I would feel better with the Attorney General's office taking that case. I would have felt better with Chris Costa's Attorney General's office taking that case over the Jennifer Joyce, who was the same people liked. Another question, I'll bet the cops in St. Louis were happy. No, they weren't. They did not go out and be for this. Andrew McDaniel, he always knows what's up. Bills aren't worth it. You're right. Andrew would know more about those guns than I would. We should do a show with Andrew, like showing you guns that would make me look very stupid on guns. I've never been a gun guy. There's something Sifton. This is some Latin. Sifton had an idea. You could do some kind of thing, petition a judge to remove her. Is that going to happen? Of course it's not going to happen. You know that's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. Maybe. I do think something with that Tisby case is screwed up, and that may cause her problems, but I don't know that. We'll see. I think there's a case for what... There's nothing wrong with advocating for this concurrent jurisdiction. Jay Nixon did it. He fought with Claire McCaskill and Bob McCullough back in the day over it. The only thing I will say is I think that's a perfectly fine thing to advocate. Nobody should be embarrassed or advocating for concurrent jurisdiction. Now, as things move forward... I don't know practically how it'll work that way. I don't think the AG is going to have it. Either she's going to just pull the gates back and floodgate him and it's swampy in cases. There's probably ways under this law that she won't even have any. But let's talk about the House. This is from Brad in Columbia. Will the House pass in third jurisdiction? I heard all the prosecutors are against it. Well, Tim Lomar said they're all against it. All the elected ones were unanimously against it. On the floor, Tony Luchtenmeyer said only some of them were for, some prosecutors were for this. Let's assume Tim Lomar was at the meeting. Maybe he's a St. Charles County prosecutor, very well respected, good dude, solid guy. I assume he's telling the truth. He was in the room. I wasn't. And I assume Senator Lueckemeyer wasn't. If he was, he's a glutton for punishment after being out till 4 a.m. the night before. It's like this. So if you're Elijah Hart, right? Last 3 months in office, there's not a lot of veto session stuff to do. Cameron, is there a veto? Did he veto one bill?
I think two.
I mean, my assumption is there's not going to be overrides, I doubt. I think their House bill, one of them I know is a House bill, so I guess they're starting the House, but I doubt there's an override of that veto. So if you're Elijah Hart, the way the process works is the Senate passes these bills, right? I think they read them in during technical session yesterday. So he could either not take the message on the bill, he could, I don't know, they changed some House rules, but I think he could even not put it on the calendar. I think his chief of staff is against this bill. I think his, the floor leader's told people he's not going to do it, but now I'm hearing he's backing down on that. I'm hearing he's retreating and he's going to let that. I hear maybe he talked a little smack and didn't quite have the guts to follow through on what he said. I think he doesn't want to be blamed. If I had to guess, if the Speaker and the leader, who aren't known for getting along well, agree on this, they're not doing this, they won't do it, I would think they would at least in this want to hang together. And there's more on the line for Rob Escobo, because he's from the St. Louis area, than there is for Elijah R. Plus, Escobo will be the Speaker the next 2 years. This decision carries more weight. You could see Elijah not take the bill in. You could see him not put it on the calendar. You could see the floor leader not go to it. You could see them take the bill up, amend it, and send it back without that. You could see them take the bill up and vote it down, send it back over, the message back over. I have to think if they get here Monday or Tuesday, they're going to sit and talk. There was a problem at the end of session with a bill that got some provisions added. Didn't get the best feel for Elijah Hart and Shaw's relationship, but here we go. Let's figure they get it worked out, right? I tend to think that's what happens. I think they work this out. And everyone's happy. So that's my two cents on it. I do think that there'll be a conversation. I think the governor's going to try to call the speaker. I think if that was going to work, that would have worked. I think that if you have to bet on previous president, the House takes the bill up, passes like they're told. There's obviously, it's not that simple here. If you're the speaker, you're an attorney. I mean, Elijah's not a criminal lawyer, so I don't think he cares as much what prosecutors think. My assumption is he probably doesn't like the local one in Greene County too much. But I get the sense that he's not going to do it to suck the prosecutor. This is not, he's a lawyer, but he ain't that kind of lawyer, right? Judges probably are against this, but they're probably not overwhelmingly against this. I mean, they're probably against it. The attorney general probably would owe him one. You know, it'd be, I would think Eric Schmidt would probably volunteer to be on his pickup basketball team for a while. And being as tall as he is, that's a first round pick. But at the end of the day, I mean, I would say the caucus, you have some local, Roger Reedy, Peggy McGaw, local elected officials aren't going to like this just because it is, I mean, you are reaching into the local jurisdiction stuff. The overall, if this bill makes it the floor, it'll pass, if they want it to pass. There won't be any huge revolt. If this bill is brought to the floor and the floor leader or the speaker don't speak against it, it'll pass. Even if they do, might pass. But it definitely would pass if they just sat silently and put it on the floor and vote. I don't think anybody in that caucus cares a lot. You have some outspoken Kim Gardner people. Some of the Greitens folks would be the Greitens bros. The take your PR agent to the funeral with you bros would be, you know, mad and wanting her. But as far as like, I don't think anybody that is of a lot of consequence is ticked off if they don't do this. That's been the problem this whole special session is there was not a lot of buy-in. Doug Lively had buy-in on the police residency thing. That's about it. So I guess there's a pro quo warrant. He explained it on the floor. Senator Sifton said what someone could do, be the attorney general, maybe it's any lawyer, maybe it's any citizen, I don't really know, could file something to the court and have her removed from either a case or have her removed from the office. Let's be honest, if that was going to work, it would have. The Tisby stuff, I tend to think there's a shot there that could cause her a problem. But the bottom line is she gets elected. She gets elected by a lot. This is the fundamental problem you have, is this is what people in the city of St. Louis want. This is what they want. Now, it sounds crazy to me. Don't understand. Don't get it. I don't think she'd like it in Butler County. But, you know, north of Butler Hill Road, that's what folks want. And so, I don't know how you... I think it's part of the separation of urban and rural, the separation of America. Back in the day, you had Lacey Clay and Danny Staples in the same party who agreed on labor and oxygen, and that'd be about it. So the supermajority here is different because you have 23, 24 members, almost all of the same mind. I think every Republican voted for this bill. It was just the PQ they voted against. So, and I'll tell you, there's some other parts of that business community that is making real rumblings that something has to change. And Kim Gardner takes the brunt of it because it works for some Republicans. And number two, she's a black woman. And I think that does matter. That is a more of a lightning rod, honestly, in my opinion. And I think the fact that she does things like charge those goofy McCloskeys, that's not good. That's not good if you're trying to be the professional non-lightning rod. If you're trying to be the lightning rod, charge the goofs with the, you know... charge them, I guess, and give them more attention and make them martyrs and make yourself one. There's some things Kim's done, I think, honestly, you could criticize. Back to the fun part. This Sunday, 9 a.m., we're going to talk politics the whole time. We have the head of the Yeezus movement, Mary Elizabeth Coleman. She'll hopefully cuff him over the back of the head of gold dust, but not mess up his hair. Just light cuff. Of course, she might stick to Greg's hair. Jeff Rorta, tell me how you can have a boring time with Jeff Rorta and Machine Aldridge. One of the true good guys. If you're the dude sitting in watching this in Sedalia, and you're pissed at those protesters give Rasheen Aldridge a chance. Sincere guy. You may never agree with him. I learned this from Bruce Franks. There's a lot of things Bruce Franks totally flipped my mind on. There's a lot of things Bruce Franks opened my mind to because he was a sincere guy. Monday night, 6 p.m. Mill Bottom. We are gonna have our 30 under 30 event. It's gonna be fun. And we have the first roaster. We have Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. The second one, we have former Jeffco State Senator, the pride of Crystal Meth City, Ryan McKenna himself. We have Eric Schmidt, the tallest state senator, treasurer, AG we've ever had. And our fourth roaster, think of all the senators. Ponder for a moment. Take a sip from your own stein of knowledge. What is the senator you would most think would not be at the roast of Lincoln Huff and would tell the best jokes? Just think for a second. Of all, we learned this in our column this week. There's 31 state senators. Lincoln, of the other 30, who would be under? Who would be the under 30? Who would be at the top of that list? And I present to you the junior senator from St. Charles, Bill Igle. We will have Bill Igle telling jokes about Lincoln Huff. It will be very fun. If you like politics, if you have a sense of humor, if you're not going to be super uptight, come and join us. Just say you saw it on Facebook. You'd be my personal guest. We'll have plenty of booze thanks to our good friends at Anheuser-Busch. Here comes the king. Here comes the king's number one. We will have a good time. We're going to honor some young folks that don't get the credit they deserve. A lot of these people that you like and respect, let's be honest, they are they're helped by guys like Bill Igle, who is just class of class and has a great staff himself. Please come, have a drink on us. We're going to have a great time. Senator, I think you'll be recognized to mock Lincoln, and that'll be fun. I think we're all going to dig it. It's going to be a great time. So, thank you guys for watching. Please set your DVRs for 9 o'clock Sunday. And then Monday night, come listen to the Senator Mock Lincoln. He'll be doing it in a less senatorial form than he normally does. See you next week.